the record keeping, bookkeeping part of a piece of traffic is a really important part for the traffic when it's being passed from the originating station to its destination is the preamble. Now the preamble has 8 parts, but you don't have to use all 8 parts, and I'm going to go through them here one by one. First thing is a message number. Now you can number start over every month, you can start over every year. Keep it simple. Some of these guys had to convince one of them just in the last year. He put the year first, which I have no problem with, you know, like 1501. But he put it like 15-001. Please don't do that. That's complicated. Let's keep it simple. It confuses things down the line. So, you know, numerical sequence, so it's basically for a filing purpose, and the number will always stay the same. You don't change the number ever. It's a number from the originating station, and that number never changes. And that's because if you had to refer to it later and send a message back to the originating station, you refer to that number. Now, the second item on the preamble is the precedence. It could be emergency, which is used only if it's life and death. Priority, that's pretty self-explanatory. That's a lot more important than routine. Health and welfare, that's right under priority. Then there's routine, which is the most popular one that we'll all encounter most of the time. And then there's one that you don't see very often, but I have encountered it and used it a few times, service. And that's when it's going back to the originating station and it's a service message saying, yeah, it was delivered, or no, it can't be delivered, or something like that. So a message must always have a precedence on it. It's either, you know, most of the time it's going to be routine. And this is K0YL, I better say that. The third item, you don't use it unless there's a reason to. You don't just use it because it's there. Handling instruction, always referred to as HX. The ARL has a list of handling instructions, and there's specific instructions as to what to do with the message, or about the message, or how to reply, or whether to reply to the message. And it will be an HX with a letter, and like HXF, and with a number, like HFX today would be the 26th, so HFX 26 would mean don't deliver before the date of the 26th. But if you don't need that on there, you'll see that HXF 26 lots of times on a birthday greeting, like don't deliver it before such and such. But if it's not needed, for heaven's sake, don't use it. It's not necessary. And I've found a few people do that when it's not needed. And I've also seen a sad situation where someone will be, I get a chuckle out of this. They'll be sending a message, and they're sending it to the station that it's addressed to, and they'll put an HXC in it, which means, please tell me time of delivery, reply with the time, you know, when the message was delivered. Well, hey, you're giving it to the person you're sending it to, so my goodness, it's not necessary. Okay, number 4, station of origin. This is the station who originates the message. It will never, ever change. That is to always stay there as the station of origin. Because if it ever goes back, it goes back to that station of origin, a reply, a response, or undeliverable, or whatever. And then number 5, and we'll have to get into that more when we get into talking about the message text, is a word check. I will say 2 things here about the word check. Keep it short. Do not use extra words, extra punctuation, and it's not necessary. As long as you can convey the message without it, keep it precise, keep it short, and if you look at a message form, you'll see that there's 5 lines with 5 places for words in each line. So, that, you know, the recommendation is keep the message under 25 words. Now, there are ARL message grams, so if you come up with a check that says ARL6, that means that message contains one of those ARL message grams, which we'll talk about later when we're talking about message text. and that that should be included. Then the state, the place of origin. Place of origin means where you are, where the originating station, not where you are, but the originating station, where that station is. Now, let's say your home QTA, like mine here, is a, Marengo, okay? Normally, if I'm originating from my home, I'll say that. But if I'm at a fair, can't use this county for the fair, because that's where the county fair would be. But let's say I was at a special event, let's say in, just for the heck of it, Iowa City. I would say my call, K0YL, place of origin, would be Iowa City, would not be Marengo, because it's being originated from a place away from home. I'm operating portable. So you do not, when you're operating portable and originating, like if you're in a public, you know, special event or something, you do not use your home QTH as the place of origin. Okay, that one always never changes as it goes down the, you know, from station to station. Time file, that's the next one. Unless it matters, don't worry about the time filed. If it doesn't matter, you know, now if it's health and welfare or priority or emergency, yeah, and for a public agency, it matters. But for general routine service, no, it doesn't matter, so don't use it. It's just an extra thing that's really not needed for any reason. And then, of course, the date. And you do not need to put the year, because that message better not sit around for more than a year, so it's going to be pretty obvious what the year is. So you put the date, and you can either do April 26th or 26th April, same diff. Because, you know, Europeans, most other nations besides us will say 26th April. We say April 26th, same thing. So there's your eight items right down the line. Number, precedence, handling instruction only if it's needed, station of origin, word check, place of origin, time filed only if it's needed, and date. So there it is, and that's basic bookkeeping. So there you go. Let's tease it a while. Any questions? Whoops, was somebody there? Anything to add, Bob?
My only thought is I'd like everybody to generate a piece of traffic and put it on the net and see what happens to it.
Very good idea. And somebody like me, who's also an official relay station, gets to take us a bunch of this traffic sometimes and send it on its way. So don't be afraid to try it. It's not really that difficult. Anyway, next time. We'll cover address. Maybe we'll be able to cover address, text, and signature next week, because I think I might be gone the week after. And then we'll come back and we'll go into detail about check and handling instructions later on. So how does that sound, Bob?
Good. Sounds very good. I hope everybody's listening.
Okay. Anyway, any questions or check-ins before we sign this thing out?
Yes, they're all questions.
Who that?
Yeah, Marietta, this is KS0. I had a question on the check count, saying punctuation was included or not.
Punctuation is always counted as a word, like x-ray, but when I get into the text, Terry, I'm going to explain that you don't use x-ray like a period. So x-ray and query do count as a word, but they are not to be used, you know, like writing a paragraph on a sheet of paper.
Roger, thank you.
You bet. Any more questions?
Yeah, Mary, K0BAX.
Yep.
I'm doing that next week. You want me to keep it open for this or what?
Oh, yeah, we're gonna do this unless we have another thunder boomy. Hey, there's rain in the forecast possible Saturday. We canceled it the last 2 weeks, Bob, because of a thunderstorm. We were going to start it 2 weeks ago, but when nobody could hear anybody. So, I plan on being here next week to continue it. So, yeah, I'll announce it at the beginning of that. We'll continue it.
Okay, thank you. K0BAX.
Any more questions? Any more check-ins for the Iowa Traffic and Emergency Net?
Thanks, Mary. K0BMW.
Yeah, we ought to be seasoned at this, Mike. But you're welcome.
N0TQQ, Des Moines, clear.
N0TQQ, thank you, Gary. Anybody else? Ooh, good thing I wrote that down because my calculator just dumped all the check-ins. anything else for the Iowa Traffic Emergency Net? Okay, thank everybody for checking in. This net will meet each week, as we just discussed at this time. The Iowa 75-meter net meets each weekday and Saturday at 12:30 and 6 p.m. Again, thanks everybody for checking, and stick around. You're going to soon hear a formal piece of traffic. This is T0YL on the Iowa Traffic and Emergency Net, clear.